This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
For Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, general reaction at first.
Well, first, here's the first thing I'll say, and my friend Governor Mike Huckabee set out something very similar. So the media is going after Donald Trump Jr. for doing what? Releasing the full email chain, unlike Secretary Clinton, who deleted her emails. So, I mean, let's put that in perspective, number one. Number two, you look at it from a legal perspective here. There's no illegality in the meeting. Now, the fact is, nothing transpired. So what do we have here? And I think Donald Trump Jr. said it correctly. There's a media frenzy on Russia right now. This has been going on for several months. But when you look to see what actually took place, a meeting takes place. Nothing happens as a result of this 15 or 20-minute meeting. And at the end of the day, there's no illegality. So the people could be, you know, they want to create a media hysteria on this. But the reality is, I'm just trying to look at it as a lawyer and saying, okay, what statute of law has been violated? What code section has been violated here? And it doesn't exist.
Well, what about what the Democrats are all saying, between the media insanity and, yeah, and Democrats saying, oh, this proves collusion.
Sean Hannity and Jay Sekulow last night after the interview, exclusive interview he had with Don Jr., Scott, I can tell you, is that if you are for the Trumps, this is a whole lot to do about nothing. You hate Trump. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you imagine Morning Joe, all these Chris Cuomo, all these, Trump haters and everything. They're just going nuts over this stuff. And I was even reading a column, you know, from Doug Schoen. And I like Doug Schoen. I think he's one of the more reasonable, you know, Democrats out there. But he, you know, makes statements that, here it is. You have the upper echelons, you know, ties to Russian government officials as high up as the crown prosecutor of Russia. Well, there's no crown prosecutor of Russia, but let's just say the crown. I mean, this thing was such a hoax, the way it was put together. When you look at these emails and that, it's kind of, I kept thinking, you know, this reminds me of, you know, all this, attack on our computers that we get and everything, that you got to check the URL. And Donald Trump didn't. I mean, he trusted Goldstone, an acquaintance that he had met through, through the pageant industry that his father was involved with. And so meets him and they have a casual relationship and enough credibility that Goldstone could have contact with, then candidate Trump's right-hand secretary. And but went to Don Jr. and said, hey, look, I've got this information. Would you be interested in it? And of course, you got opposition research available on your main opponent. Why not?
There was reports that Hillary was doing it. The same thing, trying to get as much dirt as she could on Donald Trump.
Of course they've been doing this. I mean, look at this dossier thing. You know, interestingly, that there's some sort of ties. If you remember the Trump dossier and all this stuff that they came up with, which, you know, it's just ridiculous. And it fell so flat. I mean, it kind of came in and went out almost as fast as it came in because there was little veracity, as this thing will probably do as well. But people are going to be talking about it because the left is going nuts. I mean, all of a sudden, this validates their whole idea of collusion. And then you got, who was it? Who was the congressman talking about? Oh, no, it was Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine talking about treason. I mean, oh, God, come on. You know, Tim, you're like over the top. Talk about a loss of credibility. But as Jay Sekulow says, comparatively, Don Jr. puts out his information, as one gentleman had said to me yesterday. Well, the only reason he did that because he knew the New York Times had it and he wanted to beat him. Regardless, if that was the case or not.
Well, why didn't the DNC do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they even after the fact, they could have done something like that, right? But no, it's all proprietary. You hold your cards close to your vest and let them find out and make what they want to make without the information, without you handing them a smoking gun, right? Well, the conversation continues. This is Bill Martinez. We are live 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So with regard to oversight and your role, and there's already discussions about wanting to talk to Donald Trump Jr. about this meeting on the Hill, is it illegal to speak to a foreign national who you believe is going to turn over opposition research on a candidate?
I haven't been a real lawyer in 7 years, Martha, so I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer the legality of it. The good news for us is we have a guy named Robert Mueller, who's a former United States attorney and the head of the FBI. And if you look at the document that empowers him with jurisdiction, the very first entry links coordination between the Russian government and members of the Trump campaign. So I'm going to let Bob Mueller sort out all the criminality. That is not the job of members of Congress, and it's not the job of the New York Times.
All right. So in terms of this this Donald Jr. story that's out there today, are you troubled by any of it?
Yeah, I'm troubled on three levels. Number one, the legal level. But I think that's Bob Mueller's lane. The political level, Martha, here we are beginning another week, this one in July, with a new revelation about Russia. And then the third, which is more of a medical issue, is the amnesia of people that are in the Trump orbit. Someone close to the president needs to get everyone connected with that campaign in a room and say, from the time you saw Dr. Zhivago until the moment you drank vodka with a guy named Boris, you list every single one of those, and we're going to turn them over to the special counsel because this drip, drip, drip is undermining the credibility of this administration.
His point's well taken. I love Trey Gowdy's analogy from Dr. Zhivago to the last drink of vodka you had with anybody by the name of Boris. Yeah, I mean, clearly, it is amazing what has happened. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when then President Obama in 2012 for the 2012 campaign was talking about how, you know, a nothing burger Russia was altogether, that they were absolutely meaningless. I mean, they weren't even a JV team. They just were, and it was nothing. It was, you know, that was yesterday's news. 1980s foreign policy is what he told Mitt Romney, right? They want their foreign policy back. It was all a joke. And now here it is. Everything is so much about the Russian boogeyman. It's amazing what we've gone through in, you know, the last 4 years, that here it is. And that, you know, because they what is all driving this stuff, Scott, is like you and I, and we've been talking about this, is that the Democrats and the opposition just cannot get through their mind that they lost to a non-politician. That somebody outside of the Beltway with no experience, how dare he bring his influence into our ball game and beat out the apparent crowned queen of America. But remember, you know, she got lost. I mean, she got lost. She got beat up pretty cleanly and severely by one Barack Obama. How much experience did he have as a junior senator? Walks on the stage and just overwhelms her. And if that didn't tell the Democrats then that she didn't have what it took to be the president, I don't know what they needed. I guess they needed, you know, some more education. So they put her up and thinking this is going to be a slam dunk. In fact, we're going to control it in such a way that, you know, it's the presumptive winner of this is so clear that they're not even going to put up a strong, you know, challenge to her. I mean, you know, what would they have, like four or five other opponents that went up? And it was almost like, I mean, it wasn't even good batting practice or anything for her. It, you know, and what came to be, of course, Bernie Sanders, which wasn't supposed to happen. And all of a sudden he's gaining traction. So they got to find a way to mute him. But even Bernie Sanders, you know, I think if given a level field and opportunity based on where the Democratic Party has gone and how they've abandoned the principles of liberty in our constitutional government and have moved more to socialism because of, you know, these young people who have yet to experience really what socialism is all about. And they've gotten a little bit of an idea, but, you know, they're listening to their professors and it's all cool to be anti-American. You got to be against the establishment. Well, there's certain parts of the establishment, yes, I think you need to challenge and continue to ask questions and hold them accountable for, right?
Well, you're also talking about a group of people that doesn't have any. They haven't earned anything. They haven't created anything for themselves yet. And they're the ones that magically want socialism? Well, yeah. If I'm getting everything and I'm not having to pay anything, well,
sure.
Of course I want that.
I want what that guy has.
Yeah.
But forget the fact that he earned it and you didn't, right?
Well, yeah. And it's, you know, I don't. I have a real issue with stuff like that. It's the same reason why I have an issue with the single payer concept.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want people to be able to get health care? Sure, but at the same time, people are already when they need it, they go in and get it. And I'm not saying that I don't understand that you know getting normal checkups might be better in the long run for your health. But I'm saying that it's not like if you go into an emergency room, they're going to tell you to go away.
Right.
Well,
and that's the problem. I don't think we've really gotten a clear delineation. You know, I've asked many questions of the experts who we've had here, you know, because remember, all this started with, you know, supposedly that donut hole, that 30 million people that were not covered with health insurance. And I'm saying, okay, what did we do with those 30? Of that 30 million, what did we do? Are they all covered now? Did they not get covered? You know, what happened? Well, the numbers got all blurred in because it got thrown into, you know, into Medicaid. This is okay. You're now covered. You're all covered by Medicaid. And so, if you're at a certain poverty level, well, all of a sudden you're covered.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too far into the healthcare thing because, you know, we were talking about the socialism side of things, and look, everybody already gets a high school education. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things my grandfather was really proud of is that all five of his kids graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he was young, he didn't have the option to finish high school. He got to a certain age and he's like, well, I got to start working to help my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when all five of his kids got to graduate high school, he was pretty proud of that because that means he made enough money to support the family on his own. And get those kids through high school.
Exactly.
Now kids look at high school as if it's a joke.
Yeah.
Hey, people look at it as if it's a joke. Nobody takes it seriously. There are programs out there to where you can actually get free college if you do well in high school, and people don't do that. And now it used to be that it kind of started when I was a kid to where people started thinking that, well, you have to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't really have to go to college. There's a lot of jobs out there that you can do right after high school that pay you really well.
Exactly.
And they've somehow they've diminished those jobs.
Mm.
And so if we start giving away college for free, well, then what's going to stop college from becoming that same joke that they look at high school as?
Well,
and that's a real problem for me.
Yeah, it's a good point. But getting back to these emails, if we can, as Doug Schoen says, you know, Don Jr. initially was, very interested in having this meeting that was proposed to him. And, you know, because of the opposition research, the way they had presented it and all that good stuff. But, you know, you have to, you know, investigate the veracity of these statements and the people that were involved. And I think they all lack credibility to varying degrees, and we're making a lot to do here without really having a an understanding. But for those that want anything close to collusion, boy, this is right in their wheelhouse.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Because of you, and now I'm going through, because
want to be tread on, you probably shouldn't be lying down like a doormat, you know? And this is what America has found itself in, that posture here in recent years, because we've disengaged, you know, from what's happening in our government. We're happy to chase down the Cardassians and all this other amusement out there. But meanwhile, the elites have been running away with our country. And, you know, we've got this this incredible morass. I mean, I was talking with several people the other day, and they said, I cannot believe what it's come down to. You know, yesterday we had the discussion on her new book, Smear, which is just, you know, an incredible, you know, revelation. And I say incredible revelation for some because, you know, people aren't talking about this, you know, and Cheryl Atkinson, you know, brought out clearly in her book is that, you know, we're the effect of, you know, all this propaganda, which was really interesting because when I was growing up, one of the big things, you know, because of the Cold War and all that, one of the offshoots was that there was Russian propaganda, how they were going to get, you know, get involved in our culture and, you know, how vulnerable we are because of our open press and open media and that. And certainly I would say that, you know, whether, you know, it is the Russians in that sense influencing our culture, others of, that are like-minded maybe have embraced communist ideals that have crept into our society. I mean, really amazing when you think about it and you look at, you know, what Bernie Sanders was able to accomplish with the things that he put out there. Hey, we're going to give you all this free stuff. We're going to do all this. And of course, you know, as Megan Barth has been reporting on, you know, Mrs. Sanders, and, you know, this is a bad deal, what happened there with her. And, you know, that is yet to bring to the full front. But, of course, that's all blocked. She can be thankful, and Bernie Sanders can be thankful as well for all the controversy on the Donald Trump administration, because Trump is controlling the headlines. He is he's out there up front, and anything that has to do with the Trump brand is going to be put through the ringer. And now it is, you know, Don Jr.'s turn.
Well, real quick, what's the American dream to you?
Well, the American dream to me is all about liberty, having freedom of choice, Scott. I think that's what people, you know, what draws them here. That is the magnet. I mean, you know, people say, well, it's about owning a home and that. But it's having the liberty to be the best you can be, to have a fair shot at it. And this is what this country offers, even as flawed as it is right now and some of the shortcomings. I mean, the incredible success stories that you hear of immigrants today who come, you know, from oppressed regimes in oppressed countries where they could, you know, they couldn't even drive a car, you know, and they come here and they have the freedom of choice, the freedom to exercise their God-given rights, as our Constitution says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What other country in the nation offers that?
There is none. There is none.
In the world, and, I should say. It's not nation, but the world.
And for me, it's a very similar, you know, I might word it differently, but it's a very similar, you know, dream. Mm-hmm. I can set a goal, and I can achieve that goal in this country. Well, that's
well, you want to have a fair shot at it, but when you get into situations where things are overregulated and there's social engineering taking place, which really clearly, if truth be out there and there be full exposure here, that's what happened in the last 8 years, is that if you were marching with the progressives and Barack Obama, you're part of the team and you get more advantage. It goes back to what Bill Federer says, you know, in the old days, it was good to be king or close to the king. You didn't want to be against the king. And this is what's happening here in this country. We've come down to that, where it's that if you are, if you're a Republican and a Democrat is in power, like has been for the last couple of cycles with Barack Obama, you were getting short end of the stick. I mean, he found a way. I mean, you know, the people that lockstep with him, like Lois Lerner and the IRS, did the very thing that we've been most concerned about, and that has been the weaponizing of all these, you know, three-letter agencies that are involved in our government that are not supposed to do that. There is supposed to be fairness. So outside of that and that reality, we want a fair chance to win. We want a fair shot to go out there and, as you say, you know, accomplish your dreams.
Well, it, like as you said, it's one of the only it's the maybe the only country in the world where you can set a goal and then you can work towards that goal, no matter what that goal is. And you usually, due to our constitution, you have a very free rein to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even look at the people that their dream is to make the country a socialistic society. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to go out there and talk. They're allowed to go out there and spread their ideas. Mm-hmm. And whether I agree with them or not, that's still their, that's what they do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do that. You couldn't do that in Iraq. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do that I don't know. Could you do that in England?
No, probably not. No, you can't. Well, you see, what's at issue here is, fine, you can express your ideas and put them out there in public debate and let them, if they have merit, let them work. Let laws be adjusted accordingly to accommodate, those ideas. But what they've done, what progressives have done, is they have found a way to rig the system. Even like with the school system, and some people think it only has gone back 50 years ago, but actually if you go back, it's probably more than 100 years ago when the educational system was taken over by progressives. They slowly but surely started getting the church out of education. They wanted to control everything, control the curriculum to what we have today. And supposedly it's supposed to be apolitical and a-religious and all that. But what they did was exchange one religion for another. They exchanged Christianity for this, this other type of religion, because the fact of the matter is, and our founding fathers understood this, is that we all are religious to one form or another. I'm not saying we're all Christians, but we all have that built into our DNA to seek spiritual truth and spiritual understanding. We may not articulate it that way, but the fact of the matter is that this is a compass within our DNA that searches for the truth. And, you have to really work hard and refuse the truth to deny God. And so for people to deny God, the alternative is, hey, I'll be an atheist or I'll be a secularist. And, here it is. And this is this movement that we've had in this country. And I say time and again, tell me where secularism has worked, where it has been a positive attribute for any culture. And when you look at any kind of demise of a nation, one of the things, the first things that they let loose, and this is reinforced in Bruce Thatcher's new book, The Rise and Fall, The Rise of Nations, is that you abandon your core values. And, but it's all that way because, in the very nature of man, they don't want anybody to be the boss of them. You're not the boss of me. I'm the captain of my own ship. Okay, well, how's that working out for you? And early on in the journey, maybe not that big a deal, but down the road, as you live your life, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, are there regrets? And even more so, are there regrets that the legacy you're leaving behind is one of secularism and progressivism versus, to your grandkids? What do they have to hold on to? This is all the dangerous thing. But see, they don't want to analyze that. We can't talk about that because if there's no God and I have my own God, well, then I can create in my own mind my own God that accommodates my own failings and accommodates my shortcomings. I think that's pretty dangerous. But this is the culture that we live in today that wants to accommodate and see things according to our own eyes as if we have all the goods. And last time I checked, I don't know any one person that has, quote unquote, all the goods. Conversation continues. Thank you for joining in. You want to get involved? Let us hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com or hashtag BMartinezLive. It is just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right there.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I love this riff here, you know, and just letting it play out a little bit. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Breeden joins us, legal analyst and human rights attorney concentrating on religious extremist ideology and domestic and international law, doing a lot of work with the Yazidis and persecuted Christians. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be on, Bill.
Always good to have you with us. We were just talking about with me being based in Florida, you know, dealing, this is all the mosquito no-see-ums kind of thing, and I'm convinced it's one of those lingering curses, you know, from Egypt somehow have managed to come here, you know.
Absolutely. No, that was the most correct thing I've ever heard. It's any time the no-see-ums comes back out, that's just, it's terrible. Because what can you swat away? What can you kill on your arm? You can't even see them.
Exactly. But I like what you said, too, and that is that, you know, there ought to be some designer deep, you know, fragrance out there, you know, some, you know, because everybody smells like deep.
That's what you smell like. For the next few months, you're going to smell only like book spray and deep. Bill, you smell different today.
I know, exactly. Don't you like this fresh, deep smell?
It's the smell you get used to.
Lord, have mercy. Enough of this insanity, but I wanted to obviously have a discussion with you. You've been doing a lot of work with the Yazidis and persecuted Christians. It looks like Mosul is back in the hands of the Iraqis, the ISIS, really and truly, unlike what our previous president said about ISIS being on the run. It seems to be that they are more on the run than they've ever been.
especially in Iraq. And so that's true. That they are now, but that's really in Iraq. So a Mosul you have, you know, Iraq has claimed this victory over them, and you have the Kurdish Peshmerga that have fought on the kind of the eastern coast of it, on the eastern side, and then you have the Iraqi militias, Iraqi forces, and they really have worked together. I mean, obviously people have discussed that there's some, you know, contention between the Kurds wanting independence and the Iraqis, but really to get rid of ISIS and Mosul, they came together truly. And so this is a huge victory. Of course, there's a lot of work ahead, but then experts are talking about the future of Mosul. And one of those, you know, plans that they're going to have to make is stating that Mosul needs to become its own sort of autonomous region. Iraq has claimed that they are open and willing to allow that, to say that if it becomes an autonomous region, then all the people that have had roots there, such as Christians, minorities, others, can go back and have their own government and claim it as an autonomous region within the country of Iraq.
Are we going to have a bifurcated Iraq? I mean, this was one of the discussions early on, if you remember. Joe Biden had suggested, a tripart Iraq. Is that where we're heading to?
You know, I don't think so. Since the 2005 Iraqi constitution, which, of course, as you know, we helped them with, they're allowed to have autonomous zones, autonomous regions. They gave the Kurds that in 2005. They said, here's the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Now, many people don't know, and I know we've talked about this, is that the Kurds actually have the safest region. They've had the safest region since ISIS came up, because these are people who have been persecuted by Arabs, by radical Islamists throughout the Arab world for hundreds, thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And so they don't want to see any kind of Sharia law, Sharia implementation. So their region has been safe.
Yes, it is somewhat of a bifurcated Iraq, because it is within the Iraqi government, but now they're going to be declaring their independence.
They were waiting for Mosul to be liberated. They were waiting to continue fighting. They want to declare independence peacefully. I think this is a good thing, though, because most of the numbers of Christians that are still remaining in Iraq are actually all in the Kurdistan region, because they have parliamentary seats, they have parliament rights. That doesn't mean there's a perfect relationship between all of them. We're talking about maybe four or five different denominations and sects of Christians there, but they are allowed to have rights and freedoms. And I think there's a huge hope for that contentious part of the world if this state can become independent of Iraq. So as you said, though, there could be bifurcated Iraq. The Iraqi government is going to have to now decide whether to have Mosul be its own self-governing region, and all these other minorities that have been persecuted for so long that are now claiming, hey, we want our own rights, especially the Assyrians, most of whom are Christians, claiming to be are Christians in that area. They want their own region as well.
Well, where are they? I mean, that was my question I was going to ask you, is these persecuted Christians. I mean, you know, we know in the old Nineveh province, the older Mesopotamia area region, that has been wiped out. I mean, there's very few Christians at one point. I think something like 1.3 million Christians. They had a growing community there. Home ownership, all that has now been wiped out with ISIS coming through and just sucking up anything that had any kind of value, so that they could, you know, sell it and exchange it, to pay for their war effort.
Exactly. And as you said, you know, you're talking 1.3 to 1.5 million Christians there about 15 years ago, just in the country of Iraq itself, now to anywhere between 250 to 400,000 today left. And those are just the numbers we know publicly. In Mosul, there hasn't been a single Christian left since about mid-2014. Again, those are numbers we know publicly, because, of course, ISIS was charging them or threatening them or painting, you know, Christian symbols on their walls. So they either left or had to remain in hiding. But I've met a lot in the times I've been over there. And so most of them, they had the choice to either go more towards Baghdad, that was more towards within Iraq, or to flee Mosul and go to the Kurdish region. Most of them went to the Kurdish region, regardless of how they felt. They just know the Peshmerga, they're safer. You're talking a more secular government, more secular self-governing territory. But unfortunately, it's been difficult for them because they're not safe in UN camps. And of course, if the Kurds are not their own independent state, they have no say over the refugee camps. They have no power over those. Those are only under the auspices of Baghdad, according to UN charters. So Christians are persecuted against, and they have their own camps.
Well, and to your point on the refugee camps, supposedly controlled by the UN, but we know differently, people ask, why are there so few Christians, since they seem to be the most persecuted, why are there so few Christian refugees coming to America?
Well, and that's the biggest thing, and that's a very, very good question, because it actually shows the mindset of them. So if they're not here yet, Because we talked about this, and I know President Trump was big on saying, you know, we have to allow more Christians to come here. We can do that. Of course, there have been some. But, Bill, I cannot meet a single Christian that's still left there that wants to come here because they believe that part of their Christian heritage is so strong there. I mean, you talked about the Nineveh Plains. We're talking serious biblical areas where I believe it was Peter or Timothy that were up there in the Mesopotamian region preaching the gospel in the earliest days of Christianity. They do not want to lose their heritage. They do not want to lose every Christian to this place that was so important to the roots of their faith. So while we are in America and we know that, you know, there are no really Jesus roots here, that to them, that's not the same. They want to stay there. They want to rebuild. They want to rebuild their churches. And so many of them are going back to their homes. You know, I went to Karakush there, and in Karakush is where many of the Christians lived. They've all gone back. Yes, they've gone back to rubble, but they've gone back to rebuild. And so it's good that the United States recently passed bills to help them rebuild. We have to keep, you know, doing that to allow them, because the Christians that remain there now are never going to want to leave.
Well, and to your point here, Jennifer, and this is something that we have brought up many times, is that are the people better off in their home area as opposed to moving them, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away to where there is, it's a whole new society and understanding. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, birds of a feather flock together. They're not going to assimilate, or it's going to be very difficult for them to assimilate. And, you know, we're better off investing our money into those areas to create safe zones for them to be able to, you know, lie in wait until it's time for them to come out and rebuild their own communities again.
And, Bill, that's an excellent point, because we've had this Nineveh Plains province bill. We've talked about this in Congress. And in Congress, I mean, this is a bill that would allow for a safe region, but also allow U.S. Troops and others to work within the region there to just maintain, make sure that Christians can go back. Because I'll tell you this, there were a lot of Christians in Mosul. I've actually met and spoken with family members who stayed there throughout a lot of it. There are lots of surrounding suburbs. So if they weren't in the city of Mosul itself, they remained in their surrounding areas. But they're scared to go back, Bill. They need to know that they can be protected. They don't just want to go home and repopulate, but they do want to stay somewhere within the Nineveh Plains. And a lot of them really do want autonomy to say, listen, this is important to our religion. We just want to stay here.
Exactly. Legal analyst and human rights attorney Jennifer Breeden has been with us. Jennifer, a website that they can connect and be up to date with you know, the things that you're focused on?
Absolutely. You can go to jenniferbreeden.com.
Just like that, Jennifer Breeden, that's with two E's. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Appreciate it. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's time for James Hurston, yes, the one, the only, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Trump had had a great week. A lot of positive coverage, I thought, at the G20. And, of course, you're writing about the art of the meme. He has definitely taken it to a whole nother level, hasn't he?
Well, you know, it's surprisingly, it should have been all positive coverage. But, of course, the New York Times comes out with what they think is a bombshell story, pushes the G20 and the speech in Poland off of the pages. And also, you know, this whole thing with the Putin-Trump body language, which they just obsessed about. And trying to turn what is a meeting with Vladimir Putin into something ominous when, in fact, a strategic relationship with Russia is critical to the future of the world and especially to the United States of America when you consider North Korea, Syria, ISIS. And it's just, it amazes me how irresponsible
exactly
the Democrats and their buddies in the press is. But I wrote this piece, The Art of the Meme. And this was, you know, there's been, in essence, a long time battle between the establishment institutions that we, I guess, could call the swamp press, and the what has been the new media. But the newer media, of course, is the show social media. And it has created something that in the past wasn't available. It's actually done a power switch through the use of memes. It's important. The biologist Richard Dawkins came up in a book with this name, meme. He took it from biology. And it's interesting how in the internet age, we take things from the world of biology. I mean, we use the word viral. Mm-hmm. We kind of use a contagion to describe what happens on the internet with either pictures, words, phrase, hashtags, videos, GIFs, as we've seen. And it creates a hyper-accelerated word-of-mouth communication that can grow geometrically within a matter of minutes. What it's done is shift and exchange the power, because all of a sudden now grassroots groups and individuals now feel and can know that they have the power of a broadcast television network. They even have the reach because of the geometric potential when something goes viral. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the battle of the memes, insurgents have an advantage over establishment. And guess who is the model insurgent president? Guess what? It's President Trump.
Trump, exactly.
And President Trump's use of the Twitter account is part of this sort of meme revolution that's going on. And the only analogy I could find is from the world of science. There's a branch of research called chaos theory, and they have what's called the butterfly effect, the idea that a butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the world can result in a severe windstorm in another part of the world. Well, when Donald Trump flaps the butterfly's wings on his Twitter account, he's already proven he can totally change the content of media outlets across the world from a one-sentence tweet.
Exactly.
And he can change the narrative. Mm-hmm. And this is what is driving the press nuts.
Yeah, because they're no longer in control of the headline, James. It's controlled by Donald Trump.
They had the exclusivity of setting the narrative, and they've lost it now. And just this morning, on a cable show, I look at the Chiron. Critics say Trump must stop tweeting. They want him to stop so badly because that power of his Twitter account, and it's not just his Twitter account, it's his use of Facebook and Instagram and everything,
right,
is just, it's turned everything, it's upended the media calculus that we've had. That's why they want him to stop.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good idea. You know, he's got a good legal team. It's good for them to vet his tweets. Mm-hmm. That's great. But don't stop tweeting, Mr. President.
No, not at all. Yeah, he's definitely neutralized the impact of the mainstream media, and he's reduced them to fake news. Because the only way they can get a headline now is they got to come up with a fake news headline, right?
Oh, yeah. No, and they either exaggerate the facts, and in many cases, completely twist them.
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole Jared Kushner concept that they're on now.
Well, and Donald Trump Jr. and his own son.
And Donald Trump Jr. Yeah, claiming that this was some sort of, I mean, now, actually, if you look at the mainstream media, they claim now that Donald Trump Jr. has admitted collusion. Well, that is a fake headline. That is absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, if anything, as you look deeper in the facts, it looks like that this lawyer who has contacts with Russia, their meeting was set up by a Hillary Clinton entity, and that the whole thing may have been a setup.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it stretches the facts anyway, because the question that's been asked of Trump people, did you meet with Russian officials? Not did you meet with any human being who has an attenuated tie to the country of Russia.
Right.
That's an absurdity. You can't fill out a form and write every single person because you don't know.
Exactly.
You could have met with someone who was related to Gorbachev.
Especially something like this was so inconsequential. I mean, Don Jr. meets with the gal for, about 25 minutes and realizes this is a nothing burger. And he, walks away thinking, no big deal. Well, of course, I think somebody said, you got to write it up. And so he writes it up and, just in a kind of a surfacey type response. And, of course, now that they're looking into it, he goes, okay, I got to amend it a little bit here. And of course, the mainstream media is just, and the left is just going nuts, going, well, he lied about this stuff. Going, wait, this thing was so inconsequential. I mean, yes, maybe they came in, there's some false pretense saying they had something on Hillary. So he meets with her and finds out that, real quick order, get me out of this meeting. I'm out of here in 25 minutes. You know, we've all been in those meetings. That you think there's going to be something of substance. You find out that it really isn't. So then you try to graciously, exit. Which he did.
No, yeah. I mean, there's no legal problem there, although the press wants to make it that, and they want to shift the story to show how desperate they are. They tried to make an issue out of Ivanka sitting in the president's chair.
Could you imagine that?
And even to the point where Chelsea Clinton went out and tweeted that Bill Clinton would never let his daughter sit in his chair, and to which a number of people said, oh, no, that was Monica's job.
Oh, Joel. That's bad. But I'll tell you what, though. Hillary would have let her sit there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And everybody would have looked at it and said, oh, my gosh, what a breakthrough. Hillary Clinton continues to shatter the ceiling. We have a woman, a female surrogate sitting in for the president of the United States. And we hear more crackling of the ceiling as Hillary Clinton leads the way in breaking the ceiling through. And Chelsea Clinton is there. And Chelsea Clinton would have done it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's and you mentioned the way the media would report it. You're absolutely right. When we look at the faces of the media today in the swamp media, even like CNN, Bernard Shaw was on CNN. There was that other Wolf Blitzer. I kind of remember him back, this Wolf Blitzer. And these, particularly these younger reporters that are now on CNN, they've abandoned. To call them journalists is to insult the profession.
Yep.
There's nothing journalistic about it. And the selective coverage, and the distorted coverage and the lies, it's just reached such a high level, but it's not working. And that's the key.
Well, because they've unhinged themselves, James. They're not anchored into the reason of why they exist. They exist to document history. They have violated the ethical journalistic principles, and for doing that, it's cost them their very identity and brand of what journalism is all about.
No, that's right, because journalism was to inform the public, and their product was supposed to be the truth. And this is a group of people who cherry pick from any information and try to find things that they can distort and lie about to take down and harm the president. And that's their sole existence. And you can see it. That's why he's able to play them so easily.
Exactly.
Because they're so desperate to glom onto anything. So he puts out a tweet. Maybe he'll tweet today about Rosie O'Donnell, and then that will be the subject of their narrative for an entire 48 hours.
Yeah, I've said for a while this is for his own amusement, and I think he's just having fun giving him brain damage. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Good stuff here, James. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer.